Once again, welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here out of Valentine, Nebraska. And just want to remind you, if you think you're interested in advertising on The Good Stuff program, if you give Kim an email, send that to kimhburge@gmail.com or give us a call at 402-376-6842. And today's Good Stuff program brought to you in part by Tri-State Livestock News, a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and in fact, nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They have got it all. They've got craft items. They've got antiques, collectibles, all kinds of treasures. You really need to check them out. They are open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. Or if that doesn't work for you, you can make an appointment. 605-642-5884. That's 642-5884. Yesterday's Antiques, where you're going to find something interesting. Well, you're just going to find a treasure.
Kim, what do you have to share with us for the good stuff today?
Okay, well, it's not exactly ski season, but I have something to kind of prepare you for it and to remind non-skiers why they do not ski.
Okay.
Okay, what do you have?
I'll surprise you.
Okay, sounds good. All right, I'll do this first then, in other words. This is to remind skiers how to prepare for the ski season and to remind non-skiers why they do not ski. These are 10 ways. Number 10, visit your local butcher and pay $30 to sit in a walk-in freezer for half an hour. Afterward, burn two $50 bills to warm up. Go to the nearest hockey rink and walk across the ice 20 times in your ice boots carrying two pairs of skis, accessory bag, and poles. Pretend you are looking for your car. Number 8, for a ski boot simulation at home, put a pebble in your street shoe and tighten a C-clamp around your toes. That does not sound comfortable. And buy a pair of gloves and immediately throw one away. I relate to that and I don't ski. Go to McDonald's and insist on paying $6.50 for a hamburger. Be sure to wait in the longest line. Number 5, way to simulate ski season is clip a lift ticket to the zipper of your jacket and ride a motorcycle fast enough to make the ticket lacerate your face. Ouch! And drive slowly for 5 hours anywhere, as long as it's in a snowstorm and you're following an 18-wheeler. Number 3 way, fill a blender with ice, hit the pulse button, and let the spray blast your face. You'd almost believe you're skiing in front of a snowmaker. The number two way to simulate ski season, dress up in as many clothes as you can and then proceed to take them off because you have to go to the bathroom. And the top way to simulate ski season so you can get ready, repeat all of the above every Saturday and Sunday.
All right. Thanks for sharing that, Kim. You've been to a lot of rodeos, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, you ever wonder where they get names for horses, for bucking horses and livestock?
Yes.
Well, I ran across this from the 2019 NFR out in Las Vegas, and just some of the names that they came up with. And I got to thinking, I wonder what the story is behind that name.
Yeah.
And so I thought maybe I'd mention some of the names. Some bareback horses included Easy Money, but I think it's probably anything but.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, River Bugs.
Oh, that's funny. Somebody was really creative.
Yeah, I don't know where you'd come up with that. These are some out of the Corco Rodeos out of South Dakota, actually, out of Pier area. Craig at Midnight.
Very good. Makes you wonder what conversation led to that.
What was Craig doing at midnight?
Yes.
He had a horse named after
him. Yep.
Not So Foxy. And that's K-N-O-T, by the way.
Oh.
Here's one in the Saddle Bronc competition called Flirtatious. I'm sure that wasn't a fun trip.
Nope.
Some of the others one out there, Lunatech from Hell. Yeah, that's the one you want to draw.
Yeah, no kidding.
How about Hell on Hooves?
No. Oh, that's good.
Cowboy Casino? Paycheck? I don't know.
Yeah, possibly.
Prom Night. Kind of interesting how they came up with the, I don't know.
No kidding.
In some of the bowls, Zombie 2, T-O-O.
Ooh.
Not sure what Zombie 1 was or why there's...
Yeah.
No, anyway, Strange Cargo. And the Deaconator.
Deaconator, that's funny.
I don't know. I just thought those were kind of funny. And
they are.
There's got to be a story behind each and every one of those of how they got those names. Someday I'd like to run across some of those producers and say, how did you ever come up with those names?
But that's right.
Maybe that'll happen. Hopefully down the road somewhere. Folks, if you have items to send to the good stuff, send them to Kim H. Burge. That's B-U-R-G-E at gmail.com. That's the good stuff.